Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2322, When Being Frugal Isn't Enough, by Callie with MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where every day I read and offer commentary on some of the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. When Being Frugal Isn't Enough, by Callie with MakingSenseOfSense.com. Living well on less is a popular concept these days, and it makes sense why people try to live more frugally. Being frugal means you need less. When you need less, you spend less. When you reduce your expenses, you have more money left over in your own pocket. Getting frugal is the easiest way to free up your income to save for a house, pay off debt, or invest in your retirement. When you do begin to cut expenses, you're taking advantage of the first and easiest way to build wealth. If what you spend is less than what you earn, you will have a surplus. The simplicity of this equation may help to explain why there is so much great information out there on how to be frugal, how to save money on this, that, and the other, and how to pinch pennies without driving yourself or your family crazy. All you have to do is reduce your spending, and just like that, you've increased your wealth. But if you've started out attempting to maximize your wealth by creating a surplus in your budget, you'll get to a point where there's no more expenses to cut. You'll become such an amazing budgeter that the only things you spend money on are things that are truly important and meaningful to you. Being frugal and mindful about how much you spend won't be enough to create the kind of significant wealth that allows for financial independence. So what's a smart, sensible, and frugal individual to do when you've squeezed every last extra dollar from your budget? At this point, it's time to focus on increasing your income. This can seem challenging, but don't worry. You simply need to think about the opportunities that may already be at your fingertips and how you can create money-making situations from them. Earn yourself a raise. If you currently have a job, this may be the first place to look to get an income boost. Ask to take on new tasks, an additional role, or more responsibility at work. When it comes time for annual reviews, this hard work may just result in a bigger paycheck. If your company doesn't have annual reviews, you still benefit from taking on new things and showing some drive and initiative. When you go to superiors to ask for a raise, you'll be able to show them exactly why you deserve it. Pick up a side gig. A side gig or hustle is a bit of work you pick up and take on in your time off from your full-time day job. The best way to determine where to start in finding and acquiring a side gig is to analyze your skill set. Are you a talented writer? Start a blog, do some freelance writing, or produce content for websites. Does your day job provide you with unique knowledge? Or do you know of something like a second language that you readily understand and could pass on to others? Teach a class or tutor students and share that knowledge. Do you enjoy DIY projects or getting crafty and have an eye for diamonds in the rough? Try scouring thrift shops or yard sales for furniture that has potential to be flipped. Refurbish pieces and sell them yourself at a profit. Love animals and have busy pet-owning neighbors? Offer to pet sit or start dog walking. Monetize your hobbies. Many people produce brilliant products or works of art as a result of an activity they enjoy, like photography or pottery as a hobby. And there are plenty of people who appreciate niche items and artwork and would be willing to pay for what you create. Lots of people also enjoy learning new things just for fun, like app development, and even this can be turned into a money-making endeavor if what you learn translates into a product or service. If you already do something that you love, consider if there is a market for what you make. Rent out a room. If you have extra space in your home, put it to use. Rent out a spare bedroom to a friend, family member, or acquaintance. If you don't have room to rent, consider if your car could make a little money for you. If you're often on the road, some companies will pay you to have their car wrapped with their company name and logo. Reach out to local companies to see if they'd be interested in paying you a small fee to use your car for additional advertising. It could be easy marketing for the company and an easy way for you to make some more cash. Declutter and profit. If you don't have enough space in your home, it might be time to start going through all of your possessions and determining what can be thrown out, what can be given away or repurposed, and what could be sold. Old furniture, appliances, clothes, collectibles, these are all items that can be sold on sites like eBay or Craigslist. You'll not only clear out a bunch of stuff you don't want, need, or use anymore, but you'll also make some cash to add to your monthly income. When you find there are just no more expenses to cut out of your budget, don't despair. There's still money to be found to add to your monthly surplus. You simply have to take the initiative to go after it and make it yours. What would you need to do if you needed to find an extra $500 in your budget? You just listened to the post titled When Being Frugal Isn't Enough by Callie with MakingSenseOfSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. I personally found this article relevant for me because I'm at that point that Kali describes where I've done as much as I can to cut expenses. While I continue to experiment with my level of spending, for the most part, I've determined that I can't really decrease my expenses anymore without depleting my quality of life. I also agree that once you've optimized your expenses, the only other thing you can do to increase your rate of building wealth is to increase your income. I emphasize the rate aspect of this equation because even if I don't increase my income right now, I'm still building wealth and on my way to financial independence. Increasing my income right now will just get me there faster. I found that I'm okay with my pace at a 60% savings rate. My calculations show that I'm 7 years away from financial independence, so I can just keep working the current plan rather than try and speed it up. I also wanted to point out that there are potential downsides to increasing your income in order to speed up wealth building. It could potentially lead to more stress, less time for your self-care, and more risk for burnout. I would offer here that your speed to financial independence doesn't necessarily need to be your highest priority. So when it comes to increasing income, perhaps we can look at it in the same way we look at decreasing expenses. How much can we increase income without depleting quality of life? And when we reach a savings rate that is optimal, perhaps then we can focus our efforts on maintaining it versus increasing that rate. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I hope your Sunday is going well so far. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with our weekly bonus episode in just a second. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.